Hey, what is up, guys, and welcome back to the 100th episode of the Social Primate Podcast. I haven't done one of these intros in a while, so it being the 100th episode, I had to step in and just say a few words of gratitude to everybody who's been supporting the show since 2017. I know 100 episodes within that time frame, right? That's about 6 years, isn't a lot, but my goal for this podcast has been to tailor each episode to be able to provide you with an experience, right? And be intentional with each one. So for everybody who's been following for the last 100th episodes, for the last 6 years, I want to say thank you. I'm eternally grateful. I don't know how I'll ever repay you guys outside of just being able to continue to provide these great conversations. Again, thank you for everybody who's been supportive of the show, who's come on to the show. Thank you. With that being said, this is one of the first episodes that I've done that is considered Spanglish. So there's a lot of Spanish, there's a lot of English, there's a lot of Spanglish, there's a lot of no sabo. So please, don't go so hard on me. Next time, I swear to God, next time you hear an episode where I speak Spanish, you're going to be like, ¿Quién es este vato? ¿El español ya lo habló bien? You know, there you go. I said that with no mistakes. But again, enjoy this episode with Chencha Berrinches. It was an honor talking to these guys. Again, show some love, show the support, and we'll see you guys for the next one.
Press the button to begin.
Hey, what is up, guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Social Primate Podcast. Today, we're in the, famous, I don't know, to me, it feels like a big thing being here at the studios of Don Diablo. We got the drummer of Chencha Berrinches. We got Oscar, we got Edgar. Dude, what's up? Thank you guys for inviting us here.
Oh, gracias a ustedes, cabrones. Social payment, así se dice.
Sí, social payment.
Ah, güey, bueno, ahora sí lo dije bien, tenme.
Did you?
Yeah. La vez pasada me falló.
Wow.
Yeah, pero ahora sí, social payment. Muchas gracias a ustedes por invitarnos, canijos. Más bien por invitarse.
I know.
Nada, es cierto, pero para nosotros es un gusto enorme tenerlos por acá y hacer este tipo de entrevistas que para nosotros siempre han sido muy importantes. No existe un medio pequeño ni un medio grande. Siempre todos son importantes para una banda. Y qué mejor que ustedes ahorita.
And if I could add to Armando, right? And what you said right now on your monologue. So where we're at right now, it's basically Armando's studio. But in reality, it's the beginning of Armando's band, Chencha Berrinches, that started in 1996. And the way we see it now, it's not what it was back then. Back then, it was a garage.
Yeah.
Even though right now we're in Rodeo Drive.
Rodeo Drive.
We're in Rodeo Drive, but in reality, the band that Armando started began here.
Mm-hmm.
And through years, but the reality, the inception was right here. And this is where I came to join the band. And so much history right here.
Mm-hmm.
But it does not look anything the way it was when I came here for the first time.
Yeah, exacto. Aquí empezó Chencha Berrinches hace 30 años, güey. Aquí
enseñábamos.
Y sí, pues sigue siendo un garage, pero pues estaba pelón, güey, como un garage.
No, pues ahorita ya tiene más personalidad también. Ya,
a mí se me ve igual cuando lo vi la primera vez.
Porque no llegaste hace 30 años.
No.
Pero sí, aquí hay un pedazo de historia, ¿no? Este espacio tiene un pedazo de historia y no es mi garage, no es mi estudio, sino la casa de todos, bro. Porque por aquí ha pasado muchas bandas y a todo el mundo le abrimos la puerta. Uh-huh. Y siempre está abierta para todo el mundo. Porque aparte de Chencha Berrinches, pues igual hacemos podcasts, güey, como el show Don Diablo, bajo Diablo Visión. Y te digo, siempre las puertas están abiertas tanto para músicos, cualquier tipo de artistas y como a ustedes también, o sea, podcasters, a huevo. Somos carnales, güey, estamos en el mismo medio, en el mismo desmadre, en el mismo rock and roll, hay que apoyarnos siempre.
Nah, sí, pues otra vez, gracias por tenernos aquí, man.
Claro.
It's definitely an honor.
A
like, when I first got introduced to Chencha Berrinches, it was back in 2003, 2004. Entonces, 2004 es cuando empecé a escuchar Chencha Berrinches. Y creo que ustedes, Chencha Berrinches originalmente empezó en 1997, 98, ¿no?
96. Octubre 2 del 96, ya casi para entrar al 97. Y la primera tocada fue en la escuela de HP High.
HB High.
HB High. La primera tocada que tuvimos fue el 2 de octubre del 96 en la escuela de Huntington Park. Durante el lunch, güey.
Oh, what the hell? Yeah. Damn, that is crazy.
Y después de ahí nos invitaron a los talent shows. Mm-hmm. Hicimos un par más de tocadas más de durante el lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Y pues siempre como nos hacían ver como que éramos una banda de HB, pero no, en realidad éramos la banda de Southkey.
Ajá.
Que la gente no sabía, apenas nos querían identificar, pero sí tuvimos un par de shows ahí en HB. Ahí empezamos. No, 96.
No, pero no, como les digo, yo, es cuando yo empecé a escuchar la música, me metí en, the whole, like, ska core scene and all that stuff. It was, like, early on in SoCal, so it was, like, one of those movements that was, like, damn, what's going on here?
Day.
And over the years, it's just kind of evolved, you know, into a whole different scene from what I remember it was.
¿Cómo llegaste tú a escuchar a Chencha Barrinches?
Principalmente, or I don't even know if principalmente is the right word, man, my fucking Spanish here. But initially, estaba en la escena de como de punk rock.
Ah, okay,
estaba viendo
okay.
Los shows at Allen Theater, aquí en Southgate.
Uh-huh.
Entonces, desde ahí empecé a meterme en el mundo de que es like punk rock, todo ese tipo de música.
Okay.
Y ya cuando estaba en high school, like in ninth grade, es cuando empecé a escuchar like Sectacore, Chencha.
Chingón.
You know, under like smaller bands like La Muerte, La Pobresca, like all these bands, you know, and there was like shows happening everywhere, backyard shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like that, back then it was when like the backyard scene was like thriving. Because nowadays you don't really see too many backyard shows.
Yeah.
But before it was like just desmadre or like every weekend, you know?
Hay una historia chingona, bro, de... Creo que fue 97, 98. Un chamaco, güey. Mis respetos para ese cabrón. Porque antes pues, no existía social media. Era todo a través de flyers. Y este güey hizo un flyer, güey, que decía chingo de bandas. Y arriba decía Buru Gloscos.
Ajá.
Cobró $3, güey, para un backyard gig. Pero su yarda estaba enorme, güey. Enorme. Nunca iba a llegar Buru Gloscos. Buru Gloscos ni cuenta se dio, güey. Entonces, para los morros que tampoco sabían quién era Buru Gloscos, cuando tocamos nosotros pensaron que éramos Buru Gloscos.
Oh, ellos pensaron.
Entonces, sí son desmadre, güey, pero cabrón, güey. Llegó la ambulancia 3 veces, güey.
No, mames.
Sí, porque el pinche pit, güey, estaba a todo lo que daba, güey. Cabrón, güey. Uh-huh. Pero había un chingo de bandas de punk y no existía un escenario. Entonces, cuando estaba tocando una banda... La siguiente banda siempre se esperaba ahí, güey, a ver a qué horas terminaban para acomodarse ahí, abajo de un árbol. Nosotros dijimos, ni madres, güey, la gente estaba así, güey, a punto de que llegara la chota, llegara el helicóptero o lo que sea, o cancelaran esa madre. Pues nomás jalamos nosotros un cable de electricidad al otro extremo de la yarda, güey, al otro escenario. Y ahí nos pusimos, güey, no mames, es un desmadre, cabrón.
Sí.
Así empezaba Chencha Barrinches en aquellos entonces, güey. Así empezó, güey. Y hasta entonces, pues.
You know, if I go ahead, right? So, when the first time I heard about Chencha Barrinches was in 1997 or 96. And I was in a band, in a metal band called Third Degree Burn. And the rhythm guitar player of that band, his name was Jesse. And he said, hey, man, there's this band called Mondita Vendada that I really like, but there's a band called Chencha Barrinches that they're going to open up for them. And why don't we come see them? And they're playing at the Elks Lodge in Gage. And I was like, well, what is that? He goes, well, it's this band. They play like metal, but they have brass. How was that?
Yeah.
You know? So, my friend, we drove to this place. And my first time seeing Chencha Barrinches was a band with like 10 people, which was unheard of for me at the time. And there was brass players, but they were very animated. And the drummer had a backpack in his bag. And I was like, that's kind of weird, but kind of coming. The interesting was that the people just going crazy over this music, and I was like, wow. And then my ankle started like popping,
and it's then like my dancing leg to the rhythm.
Yeah, it just it's not what I wanted, because this is not my thing. But my body instantly kind of like just started like, and like, oh shit, let me stop.
Y hasta la fecha, teme, todavía te, las patas todavía se te mueven, cabrón.
I'm still against it, and I'm in the band. I'm
against it.
I'm in the band, I'm still against it. Like, what the hell?
Dude, everybody has different stories. I remember my first time seeing Chencha. Well, seeing Chencha live was 2003.
Oh, shit.
It was at HP, at a Relay for Life, like a cancer walk thing. And I remember the people got pissed because they didn't know what Chencha was. Someone just like booked them. And they're like, yeah, you have all these people walking around the track 24 hours for cancer. You got Chencha on stage and then all these Scott kids showing up.
HP? Yeah. Se canceló, güey, esa vez.
You guys played like 2-3 songs and then they closed it. Fue and
una,
I was like...
Yeah, fue un evento que consiguió Gustavo, ¿te acuerdas, güey? Para...
For the cancer stuff. But and that's the first time I seen them. I knew who they were, but I've never seen them live.
And but, then, you know, the interesting thing that is that before Chencha came to the scene, there was two previous bands that actually started the scene. One was... what's the name of the first band, Diablo? Before Las 15 Letras.
Olvidados.
Olvidados.
Los Olvidados.
They started the little movement, right? And then Las 15 Letras kind of like took over that little movement and made it their own with a sax player. But then Chencha Berrinches took that, those two movements, and made it their own, where he became more of a brass trumpet, sax, trombone. And that became the genre of ska. And the band was playing with metal bands, punk bands. And they were basically their own unique style, where when people will go to gigs, backyards, halls, for their you know, following the local bands, metal, punk. And this band, Chencha Berrinches, with a weird freaking fucking name, started playing this weird music, up-tempo with brass, this and that, where the body, even though like me, I was against moving my body, I started moving with that shit, you know, with my foot, and then my ankle, and then my leg, and then my fucking body waist, and then my arms, and then my head.
End up skanking.
And then I'm skanking in the fucking pit. What the fuck is this shit?
Es feo que nosotros lo digamos, pero agregando un poco lo de Oscar, lo que está diciendo mi compadre Oscar es, existían dos bandas ya de ska, güey, aquí en la escena de Los Ángeles, que sí, güey, 15 Letras Olvidados. Lo que pasa con ellos es que ellos ya tocaban en venues bonitos. Y nunca los vimos tocar en un backyard gig. Ellos tocaban en venues chidos donde solo había gente de 21 and over y bien vestidos para entrar, güey, al lugar. Y nosotros no, nosotros decimos, pues como no podíamos entrar a esos venues porque éramos todavía chamacos, bueno, ellos, yo nací ruco.
Hey, BC.
Y entonces no nos dejaban tocar en esos venues, pues decidimos hacer backyard shows, donde ahí empezó el movimiento de ska. Es mal que nosotros lo digamos, pero creo que gracias a Chencha Berrinches existen muchas bandas que ahorita todavía están tocando, porque se puede decir que fuimos una de las primeras o la primera en que este movimiento que existe ahorita esté ahorita.
You know, in LA, I always think about the first bands, Olvidados, 15 Letras, they had one brass member, whatever. But when Chencha came around, they had like the full blast of trumpet, trombone, sax, you know, alto, tenor.
Yes, so like 9 to 10 people, right?
And yeah.
Sí, hasta ahí.
And timbales. Like, are they even needed?
No. Exactly. No.
No. Anyway, cowbell here and there. Jeez. Dun, dun, whatever. Anyway, that's just my thought. But they created the genre of ska band is, you know, 10-piece, 12-piece with these instruments. And it just kind of went on, you know, and all these bands started coming around.
Yeah. No, it was a lot. I mean, I can name like fucking shitload off my head. Viernes 13, too, you know, like
Mi respeto a Viernes 13 y La Resistencia. Fueron las bandas que surgieron después de que Chencha Berrinches empezó, ¿me entiendes? Mm-hmm. Porque llegó Chencha Berrinches, después los Escadillas, que fue, que ahora son los, la familia de los Padilla, que son Matamoscas. Ajá. Luego La Resistencia, güey, Viernes 13. Y después de ahí, no mames, puta madre, ya se me olvidó.
Se lo vi. Sausage, Los Cankers.
Ocho Calacas.
La Pobresca.
Bandas Calavera.
La Pobresca, Bandas Calavera.
Oh, sí, shit, yeah, right. You guys are bringing some fucking OG ones.
Right?
Yeah.
Pero fueron después de Chencha Berrinche.
Sí. No, por eso pienso que cuando pienso Chencha Berrinche, like, I think, like, the ska movement, like it just defines the ska movement, you know, the ska culture. So it's like one of those things, like,
yeah, I mean, I mean for myself, I could vouch mm-hmm. for that, because before I even joined the band, I mean, I seen the guys play, and they were playing amongst metal bands,
punk bands.
And even though I was against the ska movement because I was more of a metal guy, and I was like, I would never join a band like that. That's horrible.
You made a look.
Man, fuck.
Did the metal culture disown you?
They didn't. They still embraced me. But it was the opportunity to be different.
Yeah.
Joining a ska band and bringing the influence of metal mm-hmm. into something new that kind of captivated in my mind.
Yeah.
And say, you know what? It's not that I don't hate it. It's just that it's not my thing. But if I bring my influence into something new, I don't have to be like my idols, Iron Maiden, AC/DC. I can be something different. Mm-hmm. And Sky, you know, is known for clean guitar tone, organ keyboards. Those are my instruments, right? That's what I learned. And in my mind, I'm like, you know what? Sky is known for organ, clean tone. What if I was to do something different? And bring my influence to Chencha Berrinches. Chencha Berrinches, from the very get-go, before I even joined the band, it was a very dark band. I mean, Blanca Nieves. It's a song that's kind of started dark in a minor key. And I'm like, that's all me. So, joining the band, bringing my influences of rock, metal, whatever. It just opened my mind to something more different and being unique, and that's what I search for, unique.
Yeah, no, I totally get that, because I remember when I was listening to punk, I was listening to like bands from across the fucking, you know, Escorbuto, like a bunch of Spain bands and stuff, like Japan and stuff. And then eventually when I came across ska, I was like, horns, like they're putting like horns into like kind of fast music. I was like, what? So, you know, I was kind of in a way kind of relate to you. I was like, nah, like this doesn't feel right.
Right.
You know, but then I was like, what the fuck am I talking about? This gets you moving. Like it knows how to make the flow go. Like you're dancing slowly. And then next thing you know, you're just fucking like moving around all fast, you know, and it's just it's like a dance that just felt cool to kind of express in the moment.
Algo que siempre Chencha Berrinches ha tenido, pues es el baile.
Mm-hmm.
No importa si son 10 personas, 15 o como en Europa, güey, que 10,000, 15,000, a bailar, güey,
mm-hmm.
a bailar siempre. O sea, nunca nos ha faltado el pinche el en un show de Chencha Berrinches.
And the crazy thing about them that you brought a sound in, the thing for me as a bass player, it's because of Chencha I became a bass player. Before sick. Time,
yeah,
I noticed that there was a bunch of guitarists, so I was like, I'm gonna pick up a bass, and I started listening to ska more, Chencha, and that's why it's easy for me to play with Chencha, because that's my influence was,
yeah,
you know. So I started listening to more rock and español and more cumbia, salsas, so it became easy for me to learn the songs. I'm not saying your songs are easy. it wasn't because I would spend like 4 hours in my garage
mm-hmm.
just listening to songs, getting them down.
He was in my videos of his, like, you know,
of him like practicing him
of his progression,
yeah.
And like, sick,
try again.
You were the sensei.
Sensei, my butt. Nah,
sensei.
But yeah, no, but it, in that sense, like, that's how I became a bass player, was because my love for bass was the fact that not to talk like smack about other genres, but the bass stays fairly simple.
Yeah.
Here, I'm able to play with my neck, you know? I'm able to stroke my bass, per se, you know?
No, no quisieras este, darte una paseadita por acá.
You know, so,
Edgar,
we're not gonna talk about that.
Ah, sorry, bro.
So, Edgar, right? His experience to ska is similar like mine because we come from a genre of metal.
Yeah,
ska is was not part of our what's the word?
Upbringing
or our influence.
And that's true. You know? Dude, I started playing bass and I remember we started this little band in high school. But then after that, I joined marching band and I learned trumpet. And I ended up at some of my friends' house who had a band, ska band called Esa Madre. And then I just played trumpet, just fucking around.
Yeah.
They're like, dude, you want to play trumpet for us? And so my first experience with the ska band was as a trumpet player.
Dude, that's so cool, man.
And then it's crazy because from that band, the bass player from that band, Jose, he's the one that started La Pobresca. He was the vocalist for La Pobresca.
Oh, shit.
And then I went with La Pobresca to play trumpet, but then I was with them for like maybe 2 weeks. And I was like, I don't want to play trumpet. I want to play bass.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny because I mean, when I started playing music, I was playing music. I was learning on the bass for a while. So I was like, when I was doing the punk stuff, you know, me and my friends will be in the garage sweating, like just jamming out to some random shit. But it was cool because, you know, it's just the music that you listen to that motivated you, like that kind of inspired you to be like, let me pick up this instrument and just fucking let that angst out some way. And you're just like, you're getting lost in the music playing, you know?
Así es. Desde el 96, brother, haciendo pinche música, haciendo desmadre con Chencha Barrinches. No. Y lo que falta. Lo que
expanding falta. With the generations.
Yeah, no, for real. That's one of the things that I admire because, again, son que unos 23, 25 años por ahí.
Yo creo que ya más, güey, ¿no? ¿Cuánto será?
Porque yo tengo 33. I was 90.
Tenías un año cuando empezamos, sí. Sí, 32 años.
Hey, man. You know. Nah, es lo que digo, like, la influencia que han tenido durante todo ese tiempo, al mismo tiempo, and, you know, we had the Salas Art Fest recently where you guys were just playing.
Oh, that was awesome.
Like, people turned up because they were like, oh, fuck, Chencha's playing in Southgate, in the River Bend. That's fucking big, you know?
You know what's so cool, man? That myself that joined the band in 2001, 2002.
That's when you joined?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. And, being with Armando and the name of Chencha Barrinches for so long, we played Southgate at the Allen Theater back in the day, but it was very kind of like, you know,
everybody's doing it.
Yeah, you know, like rebelish kind of, you know, whatever, you know. But this time it was more family oriented, where my mom. For me, I know Armando's mom, she's a soldier, man.
Siempre está
she's
ahí,
seen Armando through, you know, clubs, arenas, stadiums that we played before. She's been through it all. My mom is different, you know, and my mom has never seen me play live ever in my 20 years of being with the band until 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
We playing Southgate, and my brother, who's jammed with us here and there on guitar, he brought my mom. And my mom saw me play for the first time. And I've been in the band since 2001. This is 2023, man. And she got to see me play live. And for me, as a guitar player on the stage, I have never said hi to nobody. Until that day for me.
Yeah, that's beautiful, man. You know,
it's a beautiful thing for me and my mom. Because for her, it's my son, right? Mm-hmm. I'm seeing him for the first time. For me, it's special.
Yeah.
My mom is an older age where, you know. But it's very special because I've been in Armando's band for 20-some years. And it's for the first time that my mom come to see me play.
Es muy importante siempre tener a la familia cerca de lo que uno hace, bro. Ya sea, no sé, vender naranjas, estar en una banda, dibujar, lo que sea. Pero es importante tener a la familia porque es un apoyo muy cabrón, güey. Que que en mi experiencia, tener a la familia siempre al lado en la música, para mí es algo extra, pues. Uh-huh. Es, no es nada más llegar y tocar y decir, no, pues ya toqué. No, güey, es tener a la familia ahí al lado. Por ejemplo, mis carnales, un saludo a Peter, ese güey siempre ha estado al lado mío. Que ha sido el casi nuestro roadie, ¿no? Por años, güey, lo hemos llevado.
Takes care of us.
Todos lados, güey. Y es importantísimo siempre el apoyo de la familia. Tanto de allá para acá como de aquí para allá. Y eso se refleja en la música. Se refleja porque lo haces con un pinche gusto. No importa si estás tocando horrible para la verga, güey. Well, pero lo haces con un gusto porque ves a tus carnales, ves a tu familia ahí enfrente y dices, me vale madre si toco feo, güey.
So,
ahí está mi familia.
I'll say, the first guitar I purchased, I wouldn't have been able to if it wasn't for my mom. Because she goes, all right, here's your money. Go buy a guitar. I did. And she never saw me play. Until 2 months ago.
Fuck, that is
powerful right there.
Yeah, man.
She's like, here's, go buy your guitar.
What did she say when she saw you?
Oh, man.
¿Es lo que haces?
Oh, no. No, dude. And I say, she was proud, mm-hmm. Happy hug, and she went home. Yeah. She's an older age. But I called her the next day, and she was so proud.
Nice.
And chingo. I mean,
that's cool, man.
How can you beat that, man?
Yeah,
nah,
yeah.
You can't.
Eso es la mejor experiencia como músico, güey, de tu público, tu mejor público.
And keep in mind, I've been inviting her for 20 years. Come see me play, mom. Here's a backstage pass. Don't worry about nobody. Here, uh-huh. Come on. No, I'm old. No. And because we're in Southgate, in her hometown city, it's just like 3-minute drive.
Yeah.
She came. She saw me playing. And again, I never say hi to nobody on stage. I say hi to her.
On stage.
And to me, that's amazing, bro.
Chingón. No, pues también porque igual al mismo tiempo toda la gente que los está viendo, they're, especially the younger kids, they see you guys and they're like, hell yeah, that's what I want to do, yeah. Especially like, I feel like in the schools around this area, a lot of the times the instruments that you really just have available is either the flute, the trumpet, or el triángulo. Entonces, you're limited to certain things, and it's not, it's really rare when they're going to give you a guitar or a bass and be like, yo, learn this,
when it comes to kids, you never know their first experience.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me, I was in Southgate High School in 1995, and I saw this guy with a guitar walking around, and behind was like this crowd walking behind him. And during our lunchtime, this guy who I saw with a guitar and a crowd, he performed with a band. And they perform Metallica. And I was like, damn, I'm going to be that? How can I be that? So that kind of like, influenced me.
Mm-hmm.
You just never know.
Exactly.
You never know what's going to happen in front of your eyes. Who's walking with what.
Mm-hmm.
I drive around in the city and I see somebody with a guitar. I fist bump like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
This is the guy, man.
Nosotros tenemos la mentalidad de la banda Anvil. Teme. Los que nunca pegaron y luego cuando nació el CD, hicieron cassette. ¿Cómo se llama esa banda? Anvil, ¿no? Anvil.
Oh, Anvil.
Anvil.
Yeah. Anvil.
Esa banda, güey. Yeah. Anvil. Mames. Así casi estamos, bro. No nos vamos a dar por vencidos. Nos vale madre, ¿sí o no, teme?
Right. We got good stories, brother.
Sí, güey. Tenemos ya mucha pinche historia.
No, por eso es la misma, al mismo tiempo. Ustedes, y durante todo ese tiempo, todavía tienen la misma motivación para seguir, ¿no?
This is right here, man. 1986.
Fuck.
And we're so motivated. We're so motivated.
Es que todos los días es algo nuevo, bro. Por ejemplo, imagínate, güey, hace una semana chingándole al tema, chingándole al Chris. Tenemos entrevista el viernes, culeros. Pínense, pínense. Eso es motivación.
Sí.
Eso es de que ya tienes algo nuevo que está en la mesa, güey, que tenemos que atender como banda. Una entrevista, güey. Y eso es lo que te mantiene el motor.
Uh-huh.
Porque si no existiera ni una entrevista, ni un show, ni nada, pinche banda no existe. Ustedes, güey, como entrevistador, como podcast o los promotores que nos invitan, son los que mantienen el motor de la banda, ¿me entiendes? Ah, David, por ejemplo, que nos invitaron al show de Southgate.
Hell yeah, great time. Eso
estuvo chingón, bro. Yo vi la foto y dije, no podía creer que había gente.
No,
y
yo, güey.
Y cuando veo la foto, dice, ah, cabrón, sí había gente, güey. Había gente. I'm like, damn, that's cool.
Ya de arriba no se miraba nada.
No se veía. No.
You couldn't tell.
Oh, from the stage?
No, you couldn't tell.
No se veía. Pero alguien tomó una foto así, güey, y se veía. Sí. Había gente.
No, sí, es que es uno de los eventos que yo creo que fue muy... van a seguir siendo bien importantes para la comunidad. Porque
claro.
Todos las personas que, you know, creative people, los que hagan música, artistas y todos, están llegando a un lugar para que venga la comunidad y sean, influenced. Uh-huh. Por lo que están haciendo, ¿no?
Qué chido, sí. Todos los niños que estaban ahí, güey, aplaudiendo. Eso te da otro motor para que la banda siga, güey, chingándole.
Lo chido de esa noche, Don Diablo era como Santa Claus, güey. That fool had a line of kids. Little kids lining up.
Todo chido.
My son, as well, was one of them. My son and my niece were just in line waiting. Todo and chido. They went up to him, and everybody was just taking pictures.
Yeah.
And I was like, tell them what you want for Christmas.
You know, like, for me, the best compliment I get is, hey, man, can you take a picture of me and your drummer?
I know.
Sure, man.
Eso nunca falla, man.
I was like, hell yeah. Because I'm happy for him and our singer. Because they're the most animated of the band. Mm-hmm. Armando, as a drummer, goes up to the stage and says, hey, man, hey, I'm here, I'm here. And that Chris, the singer, right? So, as someone's a pioneer of the band, and they say, hey, man, take a picture of me and your drummer. Fuck you, man, but okay, fuck you. Fuck you. It's all good. I love it.
Yeah,
I have a year with the band, and I already know my role, too. Oh, I'll take the picture for you. Don't worry about it.
Ya un año, bro.
Ya es un año.
When they ask me for a picture, I take like 10 of them. Hold on. Get back. All right. And before I become a professional.
El paparazzi.
You get the angle.
And get on my knees. Yeah.
Going a little bit back into the Cella Arts Festival, like, I know you guys had mentioned that it was like the first time in like about 14 years, Kevin, you know, you guys are coming in to play into Southgate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is there like a specific reason why you guys took that long to kind of come back?
Muchas razones, bro, porque pues ya aquí en Southgate no hay venues.
Mm-hmm.
Me acuerdo cuando tocábamos mucho en el Allen Theater. El Allen Theater ya está cerrado, no lo cerraron, bro. Empezamos a tocar en Las Pampas también. Las Pampas es un lugar enfrente de Walmart. No sé si lo han visto. Ahora dice el Toro Taurino.
But that was the very beginning.
Cruzando la calle de Starbucks.
Oh, aquí, sí, sí.
Ajá. Uh-huh. Cruzando la calle de Starbucks y la calle de Walmart. Ahí tocábamos un chingo, bro. Las Pampas. Nosotros tocábamos ahí y el after party siempre aquí, güey, en el estudio de Chencha Barrinches. So, era un desmadre cada vez que tocaba. Mi mamá tenía miedo cuando veía un flyer y decía Chencha Barrinches en Las Pampas.
Sabía que iba a pasar.
Toda la gente, güey, se venía para acá, güey. Y lo que pasaba es que traían un chingo de bandas, güey. Venían bandas de Argentina, venían bandas de... Y todas las bandas locales, tú te acuerdas, a Las Pampas. Pero la banda que prendía era... Es malo que yo lo diga, pero siempre era Chencha Barrinches, güey. Cuando tocábamos nosotros, la gente se venía para acá y la banda cerradora se quedaba sola. Un saludo a
Vivo Malpache.
Vivo Malpache.
Vivo Malpache.
Cállate.
¿Qué es pan de mayonesa?
Pan con mayonesa.
Dale, qué pedo es eso.
Pero, y entonces, por esas mismas razones, ya en Southgate pues, no había dónde tocar.
Uh-huh.
Y ahora que nos dio la oportunidad nuestro compadre David, que por aquí está escuchándonos, David. El David. El David. Que nos dio la oportunidad de tocar en el río, güey, de Southgate. Para nosotros fue un gusto enorme hacerlo porque ya teníamos más de 10 años sí, sin no, hacer pues, un show en Southgate. Hemos andado en otros lados menos en Southgate. Y pues sí, fue, se quedó para la historia, bro.
Sí. Algo histórico. Llegó familia. Yeah, que, sí. Como, pues, como dije mi mamá, uh-huh. que nunca me iba a tocar. Llegaron Chencha Haters.
Chencha Haters.
No voy a decir nombres, pero Chencha Haters, porque a lo mejor fue por un free show, pero llegaron, aportaron, they supported, and they said, I still hate you, but we're still here. Well, yeah. Fuck hey, you.
Old bomb, viejos miembros de, van, de tu banda, güey.
Ricky. Yeah. Oh, Ricky.
The third degree.
Ricky, one of my friends, an old band member singer from my band called Third Degree Burn, llegó.
Y que, super no, cool. Espero que David no se enoje, pero llegó a ponernos pedos con cerveza.
He brought beer. He hit it. There was like maybe 5 pounds of
carne,
cow meat.
On top of that. Él era con carne. Y la abría y nomás le movía abajo, movía la carne y abajo estaba la chela.
Wey. Yeah. So, he got us pretty buzzed.
Yep.
And then when the beer ran out, the meat ran out. I don't know how, but he went to his bagel. Uh-huh. He got more cow meat and he brought it back. And he's like, yes, hungry? Yes, sir. And he gave us some kind of liquid.
El pedo que la cerveza sí era fea, güey. Pero mi pedo. Budweiser, güey. Pinche cerveza de albañil, güey. Vale, güey.
Ricky, thank you so much.
Ah, neta, Ricky.
And your child, your kids are so awesome. But, yeah. So, good time. In our hometown of Southgate. We got to rock out. Our family members came over. My mom's house for the first time. And my nephew saw me for the first time. And I'll never forget people came up to us and said, hey, man, this is amazing. I never knew you played a band or your friend Armando. Well, yeah. We play in a band. We've been going strong for 20 plus years, so here we are. And they're like, awesome.
Y es gente que ha escuchado, pero no nos ha visto por lo mismo, porque ya llevamos tantos años y son generaciones nuevas
mm-hmm.
a las que New tenemos generations. Que seguir tocando para que sepan quién somos. Y de dónde somos, porque hay mucha gente, yo te he puesto que hay gente que no sabe que somos de Southgate. No, hay gente que no sabe que existe Chencha Berrinches, güey. Entonces tenemos que seguir dándole, porque sí hemos tenido espacios, nos hemos emputado entre nosotros, nos hemos agarrado a golpes casi. La banda hubo un tiempo que se separó, no existía, uh-huh. Habían dos bandas. Era Chencha y Chencha Berrinches. Yo me quedé con Chencha Berrinches. Y este cabrón se fue con el Chris a hacer una banda que se llama Chencha.
No, o sea,
había dos bandas. Y te digo, y la banda ha pasado por muchas historias así, bro, de separaciones. Y luego otra vez volver a regresar. Creo que este regreso que hemos hecho hace... ¿Qué fue? ¿Hace un año?
Two years, maybe.
Un año y medio. Creo que ya se queda.
Mm-hmm.
Ya decidimos decir, ¿sabes qué? Cualquier pelea, güey, la arreglamos, nos agarramos a putazos, a madrazos, pero seguimos con la banda.
Sí.
O sea, creo que ya sería...
Es like any band, man, or any marriage. Me and Armando, we've been together for so long. This guy has been a positive person in my life.
Thank you, bro.
And I could never dispute that, you know, he because of him. Probably, most likely, my kids exist because of him, the band in general. I met my wife or my girlfriend through Chencha Berrinches, and through that, my kids were born. So how can you?
She was our trombone player.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She was the trombone player, and how can I dispute that? Right? How can I go say?
Yeah.
How can I say, hey man, I hate you, man. I can't. As part of the life that I live, and through Armando and the band. In general, and here we are, you know, in 2022, 2023. What year are we at, man? No, but it's been so long, man. It's been so long. I mean, the first time I heard of the band Chencha Berrinches was in 1996, and I was so calm, minding my own business.
No tomaba, güey.
I didn't drink beer. I was so cool. I wanted to be a engineer, you know, make millions of dollars, have a BMW. That was a that was a dream. And then I heard a lady to my right say, my brother is in a band called Chinchaverinches. And I was like,
oh my God.
What kind of name is that, you know? And it turns out that this lady was my drummer's sister. And,
Hola, bruja.
Yeah, yeah.
Oli. No.
Esta, ¿cómo se llama?
Imelda.
Imelda. And she was my colleague in school. And when I heard Chinchaverinches, I started laughing because what kind of name is that? That's so fucking funny. And here I am, man. And fuck.
¿De dónde viene ese nombre, Chinchaverinches?
Ah, cierto, güey. Se nos ha olvidado. En el pueblo de mi mamá había una viejita que hacía tortillas, bro. Y se llamaba Lorenza. Y era muy corajuda. Son Lorenza Corajes.
Ah.
El nombre viene porque no teníamos un nombre para la banda cuando la banda empezó. Y mi mamá fue la que dijo, pues póngale Lorenza Corajes. Ajá. Mientras buscan un pinche nombre porque ya teníamos shows ya adelante.
Ajá.
No, pues sí, Lorenza Corajes. Nah, salimos con, ¿y qué te parece si en vez de Lorenza Chencha y Corajes Berrinches? Y si encontramos en 2 meses y no encontramos otro nombre, pues se queda.
Uh-huh.
Y se quedó.
Se quedó. Sí, porque Chencha es como un nickname para Lorenza.
Ajá, Lorenza. Oh, es el nickname. Y Berrinches, corajuda.
Ajá, corajuda.
Sí, es Chencha Berrinches. ¿Por qué? Porque en México las CIH suena un chingo, güey. Lo uso mucho Gómez Bolaños. Roberto Gómez Bolaños, por eso es que usamos el corazón de Che, del Chapulín, porque ese güey usaba Che para todo, Chapulín, Che Espíritu, y en México se usa mucho chinga tu madre, chale, todo con la silla Che.
Okay.
Suena un chingo la CH.
The funny thing, I mean, maybe it's not even funny, right? That Chincha Berinches, we're always fighting.
Aparte. Aparte. Como que quedó bien el nombre, güey.
Yeah. Like, we fire Armando for 2 years. He'll fire us for like 3 years. Like, we discuss, we confront each other, we fight. Not physical, but we say, F you, man, you're fired. So,
you're fired.
Pero no tardamos en agarrarnos a putazos. Ya se merece alguien.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, para mí eso es parte de como estaba diciendo Oscar, al fin de todo lo que ha pasado, digo, hasta ahorita, digo, you know, you guys have had a big influence, like, just on the music, on the culture, on the community. Again, it's like, I was a little kid. I was only like 13, 14 years old when I was like going to these shows. Like, my parents would be like, where are you going? I'm like, oh, I'll be back. I'm going to go hang out with my friends. And I'll sneak to the alley, and then they'll just be like, dude, it's already like midnight. Where are you? You know, it's just 14, not a care in the world. But I was there to listen to the music, to, you know, just to go to the backyard shows and just be part of that. Like, I feel like it was just a really nice upbringing for me. You know, like, I have really good memories about it. Like, outside of all the desmadre, it was a cool experience, you know?
Ojalá algún día alguien nos haga una nota, bro, de que hemos sido parte del movimiento de Los Ángeles, porque a mucha gente le hacen su placa y la chingada, ¿no? O que fueron parte de cierta historia y cierto movimiento en ciertas áreas. Yo creo que nosotros hemos sido parte de algún movimiento en Los Ángeles y seguimos siendo parte de, porque queremos llevar ese mensaje positivo a los morritos de ahorita, güey, de menos reggaetón y más ska.
¿Menos reggaetón?
Algo así.
Sí, güey. No, you know, and for example, for you, right, if you took that experience where, you know, you were able to kind of like live off that experience, by all means, man, we appreciate that, you know, because as independent musicians, we're just playing, you know, we're just creating. Which is rehearsing. You know, our mom goes, hey, rehearsal on Tuesday. Like, god damn.
Really?
I just get my fork. All right, let's go rehearse. And then that rehearse leads to a performance live. And someone like yourself sees that through our tiredness or my tiredness. And you know what? I'm motivated.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing because you got impacted by what you saw. not only us, but anybody else, you know? And that changed your life in a way, just by what you experienced, and that motivated for you to choose a career. And that career is going to lead you to something amazing, but it all starts from something.
Mm-hmm.
And if we were part of that, by all means, man, thank you.
Yep.
You know, thank you.
Because
it's like, wow.
Yeah,
you're right.
You never know.
It's like those full circle things. Like, well, like again, going one more time to the Sellout Arts Festival. Like when there was like Chencha, or I get the chance to at least talk to them for a few minutes. I was like, dude, what the fuck?
Right.
Like, you know, even to me, I was just like, I get to talk to somebody that kind of influenced part of my life during my teen years, you know?
Thank you, bro.
So I was like, dude, that's fucking cool. And then when, I remember finishing the interview, turning around, there was a bunch of people waiting. And I was like, oh, shit, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, it was just cool, you know, just being able to capture that at that event, too.
Yeah,
you know?
Man. And by all means, you know, for me, right, my brother Gustavo, he gave me a CD. And this CD was a band called AC/DC. I don't know who they were.
Mm-hmm.
So I put it on. I'm like, man, I love this music, man. Who are they? Who cares? And my older brother got wind of that. He goes, man, I see that you like this band. So for Christmas, he gave me the VHS of that same band playing live.
Mm-hmm.
And when I put the VHS, I got to see who they were. Oh, shit. So for the last 8 years, I love this band. And now I get to see who they actually are. They influenced me to be an independent musician,
mm-hmm.
right? Obviously, in the music business, it's hard to kind of make it through. Armando, you know, who's been in Chicha Ranges since the inception, it's hard. But influence can come out of nowhere, man.
Yeah.
You just never know. Yeah. You never know. And it's not that you're looking for it. It just happens.
Yeah, I see that.
It just happens.
Now imagine growing up listening to Chencha,
mm-hmm.
and now you're the bassist for Chencha.
I know, that's crazy as experience.
That's a full circle right there.
and again, right? What does that mean? Oh, shit. You know, you're the bassist for Chencha. Well, we're not making meanings, but at least, you know, you're influenced by something that you're part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, Edgar here enjoys that aspect of, you know what, you're not millionaires, but I know who you are, and I'm here.
Oh, there he is.
Because of who you've been.
Yeah.
And I have the opportunity to jam out with you guys, or us jam out with him, which is more of a influence for us. Hey, man, thank you for jamming out with us, because why is he jamming out with us?
Mm-hmm.
He shouldn't.
Yeah.
He shouldn't, but he is. He loves the music. He loves the band. He respects it, and we respect him for that. And because of that, it's like we are in awe. Like, thank you, man.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. You shouldn't be playing with us, but you are, and we appreciate that. You know what I mean?
No, that's cool, because, you know, at the end of the day, he's being influenced just like I'm being influenced by what you guys are doing, and you guys are being influence to be motivated by the people who are showing you guys gratitude and like,
right,
hey, like I love what you guys are doing, we appreciate it, and I want to keep supporting, you know? That's when you told me, you're like, I was nervous, you know, when you got the call. I was like, dude, that's how I kind of felt. I'm not even playing with the band, but I was like, dude, I get to talk to them. Like, if it still felt like a movement within me that was like, hell yeah, this is cool, you know? Like,
yeah, y como te estaba contando hace rato, ustedes también nos motivan a a esperar esta entrevista, a peinarnos, güey. Güey, Taime me habla hace rato, güey, ¿qué onda? Va a haber entrevista a Simón, güey, Kyle, ya vente, güey. Mm-hmm. Eso es motivación también.
I showered.
Entonces es algo circular, brother, que el público nos alimenta, nosotros alimentamos, y es algo circular. Y ese círculo siempre tiene que estar dando vueltas, bro. Siempre tiene que estar dando vueltas de nuestra parte, de la parte del público, que agradecemos un chingo que la gente nos siga aceptando y que ustedes nos sigan haciendo entrevistas. O sea, es algo circular que hay que alimentarlo siempre.
Una última pregunta, para ustedes, like, siquiera para ti, a ti, Armando, you know, because you made everything from inception. Like, has the definition of what you've been doing changed over the last, like, you know, 20 years or so? Like, ha cambiado para ti la motivación que con la que empezaste?
That, no, bro. Yo creo que es la misma adrenalina. Desde el primer día hasta ahorita. Es la misma adrenalina, bro. Es, te subes a ese escenario, a esa batería, güey, y escuchar a tus amigos, a tus compadres tocar, güey. No mames, es otro pedo, si uno teme.
I think Armando Armando as the main Inception member of the band, I think the adrenaline, the experience, the go-to, the I want to do it, what are we losing, let's go for it, forget mistakes, forget whatever, let's just go forward, forget the past, forget what we've been through, here's where we are. Armando is the driving engine of the band, he's always been, and at the moment he still is. He is the heart and soul of Chencha Berrinches. This guy is Chencha Berrinches for what it is.
Gracias,
and 2023, right? And 2004, I've been with this guy. We've been ups and downs. And his motivation is the same in 2023 as it was in 2004.
Desde el 96, cabrón.
Or 1996.
Que hace rato estábamos hablando de las riumas. Mm-hmm. Porque a mi compadre le dan riumas. No, ¿a quién? ¿Quién se levantó y se echó un pedo porque le dio una...? ¿Quién fue? Ah, este güey.
¿De quién hablan?
Que le dio un calambre.
What I'm saying is that I'm happy.
Yo con los calambres, brother, igual sigo con lo mismo. La misma adrenalina, las mismas ganas de tocar, que hay un show, es las mismas desde el 96. Y es lo que hablaba con... Perdón, Teme, pero es lo que hablaba con ellos, que yo quiero dejar... Con que nos acompañe en músicos, quiero dejar una historia en South Key. Quiero que se quede como una banda legendaria, como una leyenda, que digan, empezó en el 96, tuvieron sus pedos, bla, 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 pero siguen.
Sí.
Right. Tipo Bob Marley, güey.
Right. Yeah, verdad, creo que están en camino a eso, si no, en trying to like solidify something in the culture. Like, I mean, you guys are already, you know, steps ahead on that.
Queremos hacerlo. Sí. Queremos hacer que quede la placota en Southgate.
I agree.
Fue una banda de Southgate.
I agree. And myself, Bet, right? Besides Armando being in Southgate for so long, so have I. I've been in the city since 1993. And for me, music is my passion. For me, Chencha Berrinches is my passion, where I live, breathe. And it's what I think about every day. I mean, my kids, our kids, exist because of the band.
Ájale, Teme.
It's true. It's true, you know. I met the mother of my children through the band. She played for the band. So imagine my gratefulness to what the band is, right? To where my life left, or my life went through, is highly appreciated. And it has to do with Armando.
Damn.
As a member of the Chavalinches, you know.
I mean, at the end, I think if you guys at the end have like this bond, like regardless, kind of like sometimes with like a brother or something, you're like, sí, dude, sí, estoy enojado contigo. Somo. Like,
vete no, para. Oh, yeah, yeah, fuck this guy, man.
At the end of the day,
I know, fuck this guy, man.
Hay una conexión, you know?
Yeah, you know what? No, fuck you, man.
Fuck you, Teme.
Tomorrow, no,
I'm just a cousin that nobody likes.
Y mira, te voy a decir algo, bro. Nadie. A nadie le hemos dado una entrevista así tan
personal.
Porque casi hablamos mucho, como el tema de tanto personal. Pero si nos fuéramos más a fondo, güey, yo te dijera, en la vida normal, de lunes a viernes, él es mi patrón. He's my boss. Yo trabajamos en una empresa y él es el manager.
Oh, shit, ajá.
De la empresa donde yo trabajo. Entonces, imagínate cómo está esa relación.
Ajá.
Como banda.
Sí.
Y es algo que la gente no sabe. Mucha gente tampoco sabía que su esposa de Oscar tocaba con nosotros. Y que ahora tiene 4 hijos con la esposa de Oscar, que tocaba con nosotros. Entonces, esta entrevista nunca la hemos dado, nunca hemos hablado, bro. Pero hay muchísimo, mucho, muchas cosas atrás de Chencha Berrinches que nos encantaría tener el tiempo de explicarles. Pero lo que hacemos es música, lo que queremos hacer es dejar una placa, güey, una historia aquí en South Gee. Y qué mejor que con estos cabrones que son mis brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Mi patrón, mi carnal, güey. Dice que no, ¿por qué no?
No, we're friends, brother. We are bandmates.
Nah, somos, no, es otro
pedo. Nah, that's powerful, guys. Like, it's again, it's powerful, and I hope you guys continue to inspire people for the next 20 years, you know, 20 more years.
For sure,
you know, and you know, for sure, here in Cela, you guys are always going to have a fan base and an audience and people to receive you guys, I think, with an open arms, you know?
Gracias, no, chingón, chingón. Y seguir haciendo historia, brother. Ya hemos pasado por mucho, giras a Europa, ha grabado, nos ha producido un compadre, que en paz descanse, el sax de Maldita Vecindad, que para nosotros esa fue una historia súper chingona, brother, que no podemos dejarla ir nomás por desapercibido. Siempre tenemos que mencionar esto hoy en cualquier entrevista. Gracias a nuestro compadre Sax de Maldita Vecindad, somos lo que somos y queremos seguir haciendo música por él.
Yeah, and if I could speak on that, Sax de Maldita Vecindad, who is a known musician, and he left his footprint in Mexico City, where, you know, he implemented his you know, his su raíz, right? We got to live with him for a good amount of time, and not only that, we got to live and record our life with him. So we have footage, live footage of us with Sox, in his personal home, in the studio, on how we progress to record our record, not knowing what was going to happen on him passing away. But we have all this footage of him being alive, being animated with me and Armando. And hopefully one day we get to release that, because next year it's going to be 20 years since that record came out. And Sox was a very influential part of our band, where he was not only a producer, he was a creator of our music. And he never asked for credit, but we are not going to deny him all the credit. He has credit on what we did.
Yep.
And it's on video, bro. Is there stuff, man, that no one has seen, where we are in a studio and we are moshing with each other, including Sox.
Yeah.
We're just like slamming each other.
En la cabina.
And the studio.
Yeah.
We're making huevos rancheros with Sox right there.
I remember.
You know, where we're in the hotel and we're just talking shit.
Yeah, man.
En la right there. Yeah. We are in a jacuzzi.
Yeah.
With no shirts, man. We're just like right there.
Como vacas.
Like, we have footage that we haven't ever released. We have so much footage.
Awesome.
And it's with this guy, Sox, who was an influential person of Mexican music and our band. You know, he wasn't a producer. He was a friend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A brother.
Friend.
Damn, man.
You know what I mean?
That's beautiful. I mean, that's what you guys walk away with at the end. Those experiences, those memories, and like, you know, everything that just makes that experience worth it, you know? Yeah.
Aquí dormió muchos días el sax. Aquí dormí.
Right here.
Aquí. Yo tenía una tele allá, y él dormía con la tele prendida siempre, y ahí acostado, bro. Damn, otro pedo.
There was times, bro, when he would have his acoustic guitar, and I would have one. He was just jam out, and he goes, "Toca." I don't know what I was doing, bro. I was just jamming out with this guy, and an immortal guy.
Yeah, that cabrón. Que en paz descanse nuestro compadre Sax, y nunca podemos dejar de mencionarlo en ninguna entrevista, bro. Gracias a maestro Sax, el segundo álbum que nos produjo y la banda sigue gracias a mi compadre. Pues descanse. Y seguimos cotorreando, seguimos echando música y nos vamos el próximo año, bro, en Cela.
En Cela Arts Fest.
¿Sí o no? Ya dijo que sí.
No, pues muchas gracias por tomar el tiempo. Gracias a ustedes, el tiempo por aquí estar conmigo, invitarme a su casa y pues
siempre es tu casa.
Tomar unas chelas, ¿no?
Claro, esta va a ser siempre su casa, canijo. Siempre su casa, ya saben. Bienvenidos cuando quieran. Un día los voy a entrevistar a ustedes, van a ver.
Estoy listo.
Allá, güey.
Órale. No, pues para la gente que está escuchando, ¿cuál es el mejor modo de escuchar su música?
Pues todas las plataformas digitales, ¿no?
Everywhere,
sí.
Yeah, what is Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube Apple Music.
You have your Apple. Pandora station of Chencharinches as well.
We're everywhere. Same thing with social media. We are Instagram, Facebook. Everywhere,
everywhere.
I want to say Twitter, but
I don't think we
only had like 3 followers. So fuck.
Yeah, I don't think nobody really cares about that one no more.
Instagram,
either.
Social media, we're there all the time.
It's called
And when people ask a question, we answer it.
Hell yeah.
Yep. Well,
gracias otra vez, Don Diablo.
No, gracias
Oscar,
a ustedes,
Oscar, Edgar,
gracias.
Thank you guys for making the time again.
Muchas gracias.
Nos vemos en la próxima.
Abrazo para todos ustedes. Gracias.
Gracias. Good night, everybody. All right, peace out.